Hi everybody, my name's Peter Stevenson. I'm been in Victoria in 93, originally Western Suburbs of New South Wales. I'd like to pay respects to all our First Nations people across these unceded lands. I'm a descendant of free settler squatters who were involved with the Mole Creek massacre. Mole Creek was the end of a genocidal campaign across the Gwaita, where over 800 Aboriginals were slaughtered. I've only recently understood my history, and I've become involved with the National Committee for the Friends of Mole Creek. It's a co-chaired First Nations-led committee. Mole Creek occurred in 1838. It was the humanitarian movement from the UK was just coming into the colony, and it was the first time that white men were trialled for killing Aboriginals. Mole Creek was really a mopping up exercise. It only involved women, children and elders. The Mole Creek trial, the squatters got together and formed the Black Association, and said that no free settler will ever get hung for killing Aboriginals. And the free settler, there were 11 perpetrators, or 12 perpetrators. 11 were convict workers, or freed convict workers. And the free settler leader, John Henry Fleming, he escaped justice. He went into hiding by his family. That trial was successfully, it was a two-stage trial, but it was successfully charged, and seven of the perpetrators were hung, the one and only time. It's a touchstone in Australia's history. Like, Australia had the opportunity as a colony then to accept those humanitarian laws, but they didn't. They decided to go underground and continue those frontier war massacres for another 90 years. And we recently had the referendum. We had the chance to correct those wrongs. And the squatters that formed the Black Association, they're the same squatter descendants that formed the National Country Party, and with the Liberals, the Coalition, their scare politics, scared the everyday Australian in many ways. But there was still 6.2 million people voted for that referendum, that voice. And there's many other ways that we can create a voice, that groundswell we talked about earlier. That's happening now with advocacy groups starting in all the different local political areas in Australia. So, I'd just like to encourage everybody to learn as much as they can about Mole Creek. There's a website, the Friends of Mole Creek. I'm still the only halt. There's been two free settler descendants stand at the Memorial Rock that was first established 24 years ago. The first one was a descendant of John Henry Fleming, and she's been ostracised by her family. She doesn't get involved anymore. I'm the only Hall family member that's been there, and I like only having recently found out about it the last 2 years. It's an education thing, the same as Eureka, Mole Creek. Not enough people know about it. So that's how I've got to know Joe, through connection with the first People's War Memorials in Melbourne, and I'm trying to connect a few dots there to create a bit more of an educational opportunity in June next year, and get the memorial ceremony from Mole Creek on the June long weekend live stream. So anyway, yeah, I just thank you all for listening, and yeah, have it, enjoy the rest of the day.
Just a little history, because it reminded me of something, of why there were licences. And what Peter said reminded me of that. When Victoria was first invaded in 1835, it was the same time as the Industrial Revolution was occurring and the commons were being closed down in Britain. And the new industrial mills needed raw products. And a great raw product is wool, because you don't need to do anything with it except bale it and send it. So what happened is that within 20 years, 700 squatters had claimed all of Victoria. And the Aboriginal population of over 100,000 was reduced to about 2,000 within that 20-year period between 1835 and the Eureka Rebellion. Now, what happened is Victoria was declared an independent colony from... It was part of New South Wales in 1851, and a legislative council was established. The legislative council only had squatters in it. And when gold was first discovered in 1851, they tried to hide the fact that it had been discovered, because they relied on cheap convict or ex-convict labour to look after their sheep and shear their sheep. And when gold was discovered, they were very concerned about the possibility they would lose their cheap labour who would flock to the gold fields to try to find their fortune. So instead of introducing legislation to tax the gold that was wrought from the ground, they introduced legislation to tax the individual miner, in the hope that they'd be able to retain their cheap labour and continue their domination of the landscape. So it was basically greed that created the licence, which was the mechanism which led basically to the rebellion here in Ballarat. And as Brett said before, there were rebellions everywhere around Victoria. There was the Rushworth riots in 1853, which nobody seems to know about. But what I'm just saying is, it was greed. The fact that they made a decision to protect their interests by introducing a gold licence for the individual miner, which was an extraordinary amount of money. Who's next?